Let's go now to KCUR News Director Frank Morris, who's just joining us this morning at the end of a news conference this morning that saw Kansas City Mayor Sly James and our fire chief, Paul Berardi, join and talk to the press about what happened last night, what's happening going forward. Frank, good morning, and thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you.
Give us a recap of what came out of this news conference this morning, Frank. What's the latest from the JJ's tragedy?
Well, the news was that there's one fatality. The mayor described that person as a woman, a young woman found in the bar area. Of the 15 people hurt last night, six of them are still in the hospital, three of them in critical condition, one in serious, two in stable.
And Frank, we just heard David France, the co-owner of the restaurant, say we don't know if the woman who has died here was an employee or just a visitor to the restaurant last night. Do I have that right?
You know, in fact, the fire chief acted like the mayor should not have identified her as a woman. So, I mean, I think there's still quite a bit of, if not unknown, at least not fully disclosed information about the victim.
Okay. I cut you off. Go ahead and continue, Frank.
You know, I think the other thing is that was pretty clear in this press conference was that it looks like the MGE, the gas company, you know, was there and had authority to you know, call an evacuation, and that they may have overruled the fire department when the fire department was called around 5:15. But the mayor really lit up on the question, on the issue of not assigning blame for this today, and that the investigation's going to have to proceed, and there are a lot of people, a lot of agencies working on that investigation right now.
I think the mayor probably is right. Maybe today is not the day for that, but boy, Frank, the questions about what happened there and the stories we're getting from witnesses who were at the restaurant last night begin to suggest that there are going to be a lot of questions about what happened here going forward in the weeks to come.
Yeah, it was unfortunate that the gas company MGE was not represented at the press conference, and you know, that was noted here. But yeah, I think it is obviously there are a lot of questions about how this transpired.
Anything else from the news conference this morning, Frank?
That's the bulk of it, I'd say, Steve. You know, I guess there's going to be another news conference at quarter till five, I believe it is. You know, hopefully then we'll have some more information. You know, the other thing is, of course, the storm bearing down on the city. That's kind of crunching the whatever search efforts that are underway and the investigation. It's giving that some time crunch and giving the fire department something else to think about as the day rolls on and gets a little closer to the snowstorm.
Well, KCUR will have continuing coverage of all of these developments involving the explosion and fire at JJ's last night. Frank, thank you very much for taking some time. It's always good to have you here.